Good afternoon. The overall trend today will be toward drier weather as the storm system that brought showers and some heavier thunderstorms our way late last night and early this morning continues to pivot to the north and east through northern and eastern New England. The result will be just scattered showers, but also some breaks of sunshine are possible through the afternoon, and it'll be breezy, but milder with highs in the lower to mid-60s. With that system departing, we'll have mainly dry weather tonight. We run the risk of a few showers, but still, mostly cloudy skies will prevail, and lows will drop into the upper 30s to around 40. A new disturbance will pivot through the region tomorrow, keeping skies cloudy with periods of showers and temperatures pulling back to the mid-50s. The rest of the week and into the weekend will be dominated by a cool pool of air associated with a mid-level disturbance which will rotate through the Great Lakes and northeast. As a result, mostly cloudy skies will prevail on Thursday and Friday, and it will be breezy and cool both days with temperatures only in the upper 40s and lower 50s. And while scattered showers are possible from time to time, precipitation will be light and rather spotty. Same story over the weekend. Even though temperatures will push into the mid-50s, still rather cool for this time of year. Perhaps a little bit more sunshine, especially in the valleys, but also still the risk of a couple of rain showers. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Orman, Oklahoma, has outlined a marginal risk of severe weather that will develop late this afternoon and early this evening across parts of southern Kansas and Missouri. Isolated severe hail and wind is also possible from late afternoon into tonight over the southern high plains. Meanwhile, a wind advisory has been issued for parts of the Midwest into the southern Great Lakes toward Pittsburgh. A strong storm moving north through the Great Lakes and into southern Canada will produce northwest winds that will increase to 25 to 30 miles per hour, at times gusting up to 50 miles per hour through this evening. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 102 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 15 at Elk Mountain, Wyoming, and Fairplay, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with scattered showers in the mid-60s, Boston mostly cloudy, showers, perhaps a thunderstorm in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny and windy with a passing shower and highs in the upper 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 61 degrees, the average low, 39. The record high, 89, set in 1923, and the record low, 20, in 1875. Sunrise this morning was at 6:05 a.m., sunset this evening 7:44 p.m., 13 hours and 39 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with showers likely today and highs in the upper 50s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers tonight and lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with showers likely, possibly a rumble of thunder today, with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers tonight and lows in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, scattered showers today with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers tonight and lows near 40. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs reaching the lower to middle 60s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers tonight and lows near 40 degrees. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight, a few showers around with lows near 40. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with periods of rain in the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool with a few passing showers for both Thursday and Friday in the lower 50s. A mix of sun and clouds, still the risk of a few showers Saturday and Sunday. Highs back into the mid-50s, and a mix of sun and clouds, mainly dry with highs near 60 on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.